We never used to do nothing but cut it off of the stump and cut it off of the top, the whole log. Well, you see that steam and power, and they'd snake it to the tram load to the skidder. Then the skidder would pick it up and load it on the truck.
What about, say, working on your house and you got to, like, when you had to cut those rafters?
Yeah, well, the first thing is studs. Those are studs there.
Yeah. Mm. Did you have some kind of thing that you propped the boards on when you cut the rafters?
Sawhorses.
And how would that be made?
They're made with two legs like that on each end. This piece is in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
See, and them two legs, you see one on that end and one on this end. Call it a sawhorse. I lay my piece cross and cut it.
And did you ever see one, instead of having that with the two legs like that, maybe just have just a cross piece like that, that you prop it up in the middle and lay it on and cut off?
Oh, that's what you were talking about. Yeah, well, that's a sawhorse still.
It's made on a different
different angle. See, because now I'll stick the wood up in between those two forks. You see, when it's made like that, you see, now these two here are spread open wide, but these two up here is close together so that the piece won't wiggle along one way or the other. But now, if I'm working on a building, I hardly have it like that. I have two horses made this way, where those 2 foot will come right up to the edge of that piece that's running through the middle, because I got to lay something flat.
Yeah.
And she's right there, those 2 horses like that.
But do you ever use the kind of frame, maybe if you're having a picnic at church or something, and have made like an A, and then you lay boards across, take two of them, and you have boards lying across between them, use it for a table?
Well, now, I don't understand that so well, what you're talking about there. Yeah. Now, you take that son that was in here. He's good on that, and the one older than him, he's still better. Now, he's good on these cards and stuff most. Well, all of them are good in the head when it comes to those things. Yeah, but now, that kind of a thing you two talking about there, I might know, but just don't understand.
What would you use if you're going to have a big supper, say, at the church where you got a lot of people and you got to have a big table to... It'll be outside.
Yeah.
How would you make the table?
Well, what would you have a table? Well, they use benches. I would call it the dinner table. That is, they use it around the anniversaries and stuff. They'll take 2 pieces like that and put a piece across and flow it, you see, with boards.
Mm-hmm.
The table might be just about that wide. You see that folks can get on this side and folks on this side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a table, but it's just a long table. Yeah.
If you're going to sharpen a knife, what do you call the kind of rock that you use?
What?
The kind of rock you use to sharpen a knife.
Oh, well, a wet rock is what I mostly use, and then you can use an emery rock. You see, and I got one about that big out there in circle that you turn with your hand, but I never did put it up. It's under in the house. I wanted it put up, but I wanted it put up with a pulley on it that I could put electric to it.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I never did get them boys to fix it.
But
I had to put it up on 2 pieces like that. I'd make 4 2-leg on that end, 2 on this end, and put it in between with those arms that rest in there, you see. And then I'll put a belt on it that it would pull it.
Mm-hmm.
I know how it's supposed to be done. I should do it, but I just ain't bothered to do it.